Half the signatures were rejected because they were collected outside a 180-day time period. Thomas Levine is an attorney with MI Legalize. He says the 180-day rule means only special interests with deep pockets would have the resources to hire enough petition circulators to initiate a law when the legislature won't act.
Through this policy, they're allowing big money to influence the check and balance. The People's Initiative.
Levine says the state constitution gives petition drives the 4 years between gubernatorial elections to collect signatures. The MI Legalize campaign expects to be in court early next week to challenge the board's decision. I'm Rick Pluta at the state capitol.